This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I really love y'all for giving my brother this much support. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us right now.
The brother of George Floyd, Philanese Floyd, at a vigil last night in Houston, Texas.
This is a blessing. And this is bigger than George right now. We're going to stop everybody from being afraid of the police. We have good police, but we have bad police.
Family and friends are set to honor George Floyd with a private funeral today in the U.S. city of Houston. 2 weeks after his death in police custody inspired renewed protests against police brutality in numerous cities across the country. After the funeral, Houston police will escort the funeral procession to the nearby city of Pearland, where Floyd will be buried next to his mother. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It's a sweeping legislative response to the mass protest denouncing the deaths of black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. At the Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The time for former police officer Derek Chauvin is seen holding his knee on George Floyd's neck before he dies. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Police brutality is a heartbreaking reflection of an entrenched system of racial injustice in America. True justice can only be achieved with full comprehensive action. That's what we are doing today.
However, the police outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The justice in police would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force incidents, and set new standards for police training. This is VOA News. Bail for Derek Chauvin has been set at $1 million. He said little during an 11-minute hearing Monday in which he appeared on closed-circuit television from Minnesota's maximum security prison. His attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail amount, nor did he address the substance of the charges in court. Nelson didn't speak with reporters afterward and hasn't commented publicly on the case since the former officer was arrested last month. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June the 29th. Nearly 407,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is more than 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is more than 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. A group of economists declared that as of February, the U.S. economy entered a recession. It means an end to more than a decade of steady, if slow, growth. The economists said employment peaked in February and fell sharply afterwards, marking the beginning of the downturn. A committee within the National Bureau of Economic Research, a trade group, determines when recessions begin and end. It defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. Venezuela's government continues to improvise amid U.S. sanctions. It announced that it accepted humanitarian aid for the COVID-19 epidemic from Iran, which has become a crucial ally to the South American nation. Washington has created a broad sanctions program against the government of President Nicolas Maduro in efforts to force him from power. Now, that has led President Maduro to expand an alliance with Iran, which recently supplied gasoline to Venezuela. Days of back and forth between the Koreas has led to the North saying it's severing hotlines with the South as the first step toward shutting down all contact with Seoul. That according to North Korean state news agency KCNA. The North continues to threaten to close an inter-Korean liaison office and other projects if the South does not stop defectors from sending leaflets and other material into the North. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam now says the Chinese-ruled city cannot afford to tolerate any more of the chaos that has roiled it over the past 12 months, with anti-government protests plunging the city into turmoil. Asian markets were mostly higher, though, Tuesday, as Wall Street's big gains the day before gave investors hopes of the beginning of a post-pandemic recovery. But European markets are off to a slow start today. The FTSE in London is down 1.5%, while both the CAC 40 in Paris and Frankfurt's DAX index are down 1.6%. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.